The sound of a mosquito buzzing nearby can set a lot of us on edge. In many parts of the world, it can also make people fear for their lives. That's because mosquitoes can carry some of the deadliest diseases anywhere, like malaria and dengue. But now that sound might also be able to help people around the world track outbreaks and maybe put an end to them. Here's reporter Ray Allen Bichelle.
Over the last few years, Hari Priya Mukundarajan has gotten intimately acquainted with the world's most efficient killers.
It's this particular species of mosquito that kills almost 500,000 people every year.
And here is its close relative in India. This is the one that probably gave Mukundarajan malaria back when she was in college.
I had the worst headache ever. I didn't know my head could hurt that badly. That's been the only time when I really feared that I might not make it to see the next day.
Mukundarajan is now a bioengineer at Stanford, and she's hoping to help keep other people from getting sick from mosquitoes.
What we really need is lots and lots of data on how to find them. Where and how and when are they biting people to make them sick? And this is data that's extremely difficult to collect.
Most mosquito maps are either indirect, like predictions of where mosquitoes might breed based on satellite images, or they're patchy. In fact, there's a saying that current mosquito maps just show where the entomologists are, not the bugs. But Mukundarajan and her colleagues realized they might be able to solve that problem by using an everyday tool.
So that's why we went for our cell phones.
People everywhere have cell phones. On top of that, she says,
those places in the world where the mobile network is growing fastest are the same exact places that have the maximum amount of mosquito-borne disease.
The idea, says Mukundarajan, is for people around the world to hold off on squashing mosquitoes for a few seconds and instead whip out their phones and record the sound of the bug for just a second or two.
And send that recording to us.
Because here's the thing.
When they beat their wings to fly, they beat it at a certain number of times every second. And that's what we hear as that annoying buzzing whine of the mosquito.
And those annoying buzzes actually sound different because different species flap their wings at different speeds. It's how they find their mates. So mosquito researchers could compare cell phone recordings against their own database of mosquito recordings to help identify the species. And they could use time and location data from the phone recordings to narrow it down further. For example, some mosquitoes have different biting schedules.
The malaria mosquito mostly bites at night. While the Zika and dengue mosquito, it's like a toddler on sugar, it just goes throughout the day.
With a sense of which mosquitoes are where, health officials might be able to, for example, spray pesticides in the specific area where they're breeding, or distribute bed nets in the right neighborhood so that fewer people get sick. They might even be able to help track how the range of some mosquitoes and the diseases they can carry are changing in response to climate change.
That's an important point for the future because there are plenty of regions of the world that are getting warmer, and this means that mosquito habitats are expanding.
It's really wonderful stuff.
That's Aubrey Moore, an entomologist at the University of Guam who is not involved in Mukundarajan's project. Moore worked on identifying mosquitoes using sound in the 80s, and he says the idea goes back a lot farther.
People have been suggesting you can use wingbeat frequency for identifying insects for a long time. And it's just recently that the cheap, ubiquitous equipment is available to us for doing that.
But one problem, Moore says, is that some mosquito species sound really similar and could be in the same place at about the same time. So to tell them apart, you'd have to be able to pick up on more than just their buzz, which the cell phone project can't do. But there are other groups working on mosquito ID methods that can.
I'm Eamon Kyo, a professor of computer science at the University of California, Riverside.
Eamon Kyo's method of identifying mosquitoes harkens back to a James Bond-style spy technique.
When you speak in your office, the window vibrates ever so slightly.
So apparently, Cold War spies could, for example, shine a laser on an embassy window and reconstruct a conversation inside based on subtle vibrations.
Essentially, you can kind of spy on insects by doing this trick with a light.
Kyo and his colleagues have built light sensors that can detect not only a bug's wingbeat frequency, but also things like the height an insect is flying at, its direction and speed.
We can even tell you if you've recently had a blood meal.
The idea is to set up a bunch of these sensors in places where mosquitoes are a problem and have them report back in real time which bugs are flying past. But those kinds of sensors are a lot less common than cell phones, which brings us back to Hari Priya Mukundarajan's project. She calls it a buzz, and she says it's not just an idea anymore.
We've got recordings from Tajikistan, for instance, we've got them from Malaysia, we've got them from across the United States, Brazil.
The group recently published their methods in the journal eLife after field trials in the US and Madagascar, and have begun collecting sound files on their webpage. And, just for fun, the group hired a composer to make this. A song from mosquito sounds.
We deal with mosquito sound. It can't be all bad. There has to be something awesome coming out of it, right? I mean, they sound so sci-fi and so jazzy.
For The World, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.